Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
I'll be home for Christmas, where the love light gleams.
Ah, la, la, la. Hey, that's not the voice of Mike Kelly. This is Allison Norman filling in for...
We can tell that.
I know, right? Yeah, Mike suddenly got a really high voice.
Welcome back, Allison.
Thanks. Hey, I'm just filling in today for Mike Kelly. He's was unfortunately called away for a funeral of a very longtime friend who passed unexpectedly. So he's traveling on the busiest travel day of the weekend of the year. But anyway, so he asked me to fill in, and it's great to be back, you know, to say hello, let you all know what's going on. He actually wanted me to kind of let everybody know. If you are a longtime listener, you know, I was on the show with Mike for gosh, how long was it, Joe? A couple years, 3 years, four years?
Yeah, it was around 3 years.
Three or four years. Through a couple of health issues with my daughter, and the latest was a brain tumor that she had been diagnosed with. So when that happens as a parent, you kind of fall off the face of the earth, and nothing is more important than your child. So that's...
And how is she?
She's doing okay. She's doing well, better than she could be. She had a surgery too. She had some swelling and fluid buildup. Your spinal fluid... I'm learning a lot about the brain. Your spinal fluid circulates through your body at least three times a day. So the spinal fluid you start out with in the morning is not the same as what you have at night when you go to bed. And it wasn't draining because there was swelling and blocking. So she was getting headaches and nausea and neuropathy, which is numbness. And so they did put a shunt, which drains, and that'll be in there forever. And that helps drain into her abdomen, which is where it normally drains to. And then they did some radiation in hopes of just stopping the growth of the tumor, and it actually shrank the tumor. So that was really good news. It's still there. And now we're going to do some chemo, and that's probably... she's going to be, you know, 8 or 9 months of chemo. So anyway, I am, despite all of that, I am working. I'm back to work, you know, working hard, selling real estate. Because if you don't work, you don't get paid when you're self-employed. So I am back at work, and Mike and I are working on a couple of things. I have a couple of things going on my own. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So anyway, that's my story, and that's why I haven't been around, and why I left so abruptly. And I'm glad to be back, but I am just filling in for Mike today, and he'll be back next week. I'm actually going to be at an open house today out to... it was lovely. I woke up this morning, it was pouring down rain, but I'm going to be at an open house out in Bodega Bay, and there's, I think, a 40% chance of rain, and I think it may be raining. And our thought behind that was, and this is Mike's listing, and I'm helping him on it, and our thought was, it's this huge weekend, people go out there, excuse me, to have... I sound like Mike Kelly. people go out there, you know, for the weekend to have their little, you know, Thanksgiving at the coast. And so thought it was a great weekend to do an open house. And I think it still is. It'll be good. And hopefully it won't rain. But I will be out. It's on Swan Court. Priced just over $1 million. And it is... Swan, it's as you're going down off of Heron, heading down towards the ocean. So you've got a nice view of the ocean, no neighbors across the street, and no neighbors to the west. So it's a great property. Love to see you out there. I'll be there from 1 to 4 today. Come keep me company in the rain. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,000 square feet, and it's a just over 6,500 square foot lot. So great property. The owners are still, you know, getting it all spiffied up for us, and I look forward to showing it this afternoon. So also, Mike has something coming up on Willowside Road, which is just on the corner of Willowside and Piner. So it's a great country property. It's not on the market yet, but it's coming up. It's going to be priced, I believe he said $695. It is built in 1925, three bedroom, two bath, 1,245 square foot home, and it's on just about an acre. So looks like just a tad over an acre. So that's going to be a nice property, and that I would imagine will go pretty quickly. Everybody wants that little country property that's not huge, but has some land. And so this is that property. So stay tuned for that. And it's, listed under 700,000. So that's great. We also have our property. I'm actually showing it to somebody this afternoon after the show, on 1980 Wood Road, which is off of Fulton Road, it's actually in the town of Fulton, which is that little area right there at the end by River Road and Fulton Road. Listed at $1,395,000. We have quite a bit of activity, agents wanting to see it. I just got a hold of the keys on Friday, so I can get you in there now. And it's a three-bedroom, two-bath. That one's on 4.36 acres. It is built in 1990. It has a huge, huge shop with a big, tall roll-up door that you can pull a semi in, probably. You can pull an RV. A couple other bays. He is a classic car builder, collector, and so it's, it's set up for all of that or whatever else you need, nice workshop area. So it's a real nice house, and it's just a great property out there in the country in West Northwest Santa Rosa. Again, 4.36 acres, 1980 Wood Road. So that is it for that. We're going to have Jan Lowen, who has been on the show before. She's going to be on after we come back from the break and calling in. And I wanted to talk to her, just about some insurance things. We're a month and a half away from when, the fires hit, and people have probably done their initial, claims. And so I wanted to talk to her about, if anyone's having any issues or what issues are we seeing moving forward. And so she has some good information. She has a good history of working in, disaster or catastrophe areas, and she'll explain that and kind of where her background is in insurance. So she'll be on after the break. And lastly, before we go to our break, is I think Mike's probably mentioned it, but we're having the Santa Rosa Chapter of Realtors every year does the coat drive, our winter coat drive. So this year it's been going since October 31st. And then the deadline to get the coats in is December 8th. And that will be, when we have drop-off spots, or you call your favorite realtor, and we will come pick them up from your house. So I've been doing, calling through my list of connections and past clients and people that I know and saying, hey, do you have any that what happened with the fires is a lot of people have already cleared out all of their stuff, which is great. And there was this huge outpouring of clothing and everything to be given, to be given out to people who lost everything. But we are still doing our coat drive. And, there are still, we had a huge population of homeless before all of this happened. So we do still need coats for those people. And if you give me a call, 707-799-3617, I'd be glad to come pick up your coats or let you know where you can drop them off. Or check with your favorite realtor and they will know what you're talking about, and they'll tell you, how to get them to us. Okay, I think we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Jan Lowen, Jan Lowen Insurance Services, talking all about insurance.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home
for Christmas. Hey, I forgot to mention when we first came in that we, you know, the reason we play, you know, if you're a listener, you know why we play that music every November. I think we pushed it out till November. Were you itching to do it before that? Really, because if you want to be in a home by Christmas, you better, you know, get to getting and, you know, get yourself into escrow so you can close escrow by Christmas and be in a home by Christmas. So this is Allison Norman, the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly is out of town for the weekend, and so I'm back filling in for the week or for the day. And we've got Jan Lowen, who is going to be on the phone and talking to us about insurance and just kind of how to handle things that are going on now that we're, you know, a month and a half removed from all the fire. So here is Jan.
All righty. Hello. We are here with Jan Lowen, Jan Lowen Insurance, and she's calling in to, I just wanted to get a little bit of information. We're about a month and a half, I guess, away from the fire and the, you know, people beginning their claims. So hi, Jan.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. So I just wanted Jan to call in and, kind of give us some answers to a couple of questions that I've been getting and that I've been hearing as far as, you know, coverage and moving forward, what we're going to be looking at in the insurance industry. And Jan has been on the show before, has been in insurance since 1988. And now has, Jan Lowen Insurance Services?
Insurance Services, yep.
Perfect. And you are an insurance broker, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So you work with several different insurance companies.
Insurance companies, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah,
and
perfect,
so
perfect.
You can have an agent that's with a specific company or a broker like myself that works with several companies.
Right. Okay, good. So, and I know that let's just real quickly, I know you've been real busy and I talked to you just shortly after the fires and you have quite a few people that had homes that were lost. You want to talk briefly about that?
Yeah, sure. I have 18 claims, 17 clients. So one couple has two claims, one for their primary home and one for a rental. So they're very busy people. And, you know, I've just been trying to help kind of all my clients, depending upon if they have, you know, and that doesn't include all the smoke damage claims, too. I have lots and lots of those. So I've been keeping busy in the last month and a half.
Right. Yeah. Well, good. So you know, I'm not good. I'm glad you're busy. But unfortunately, you know, for the reasons, you know, and I know we had you on the radio back in, when was the Napa earthquake? Was a couple of years ago. Yeah, a lot of good information on, you know, what to do right after and filing a claim. But since we've been, you know, a month and a half or so since the fires, really what I wanted to cover was, you know, now people are looking, somebody that didn't lose their home, they're looking, you know, should I talk to my insurance agent? Should I make sure I have a policy? We're hearing stories of people that just weren't covered enough. So can you break down a little kind of what's on the insurance policy and what somebody should be looking at to make sure that they have the right coverage?
Yeah. So I think kind of two things. One is, you know, you were talking about people not having enough coverage. And, you know, there probably are people who may not have enough coverage, but I have a feeling that there may be more people who right now don't know, and it's scary. So they're saying, I don't have enough coverage. They may, and there's kind of ways that the insurance company will work with you and that you can work on behalf of yourself to really probably make your dollar, your insurance dollar, stretch a lot farther than you really think. So I am tending to be a little bit more I just am not as pessimistic. I'm positive in that. I think we'll have that. There'll be more people that have enough coverage to get back into their house than we think. So that's one thing.
Okay.
And I guess the other thing that usually when I talk about a policy, I talk about it in buckets. And a lot of people who are now having a claim kind of understand that there are buckets. The big one, obviously, is your house, that there's a bucket of money for rebuilding your house. And there's a bucket of money for other structures like fences. And then there's another bucket that's for your stuff. You know, it's everything that you take with you when you move. So it's all your personal property, your couches and your sheets and all of that. And then a lot of people, I think, are also thinking about this additional living expense bucket, and that's another bucket. And mm-hmm. then I think of then there's a bunch of little corollary buckets that happen either with an endorsement or just naturally in the policy. And some of them people know the what's called law and ordinance or code upgrade. That's one and the same. And many people will have a separate bucket for that. A lot of times people will have a separate little bucket for debris removal, and I know that that was something that people were thinking about a lot. And there's extended mm-hmm. replacement costs, which gives you a little bit extra on that house to try and if the amount of coverage wasn't enough, you know, having that little bit of extra. So there's buckets for that. And then people forget there's also a bucket for liability. And that's if somebody trips and falls on your property, or if you're walking down the street and bump into somebody and they fall and are injured. So there's lots and lots of buckets for different types of things in your insurance policy.
Okay. So I guess it's important to understand that, one, but to also, you know, make sure that things – is that just kind of automatic? The insurance adjuster will say, oh, you've got money in this bucket to take care of that, and they know where it comes from, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that's one of the things that people can think about, and that is the adjuster may give you, you know, $200,000 out of your personal property bucket, but let's say you don't want to let's say that you choose not to replace everything. You can use money from that bucket to supplement the rebuilding of your house. So that's where I think that there's going to be some leeway there if people are afraid
okay.
to be uninsured.
Yeah. Okay. And then so should I, you know, just me, a person who I was evacuated, and I did actually use that extended, is it, what's it called? Extended living?
Additional living expense.
Additional living, yeah. And for my, you know, hotel and the loss of food in my refrigerator, the, you know, my gas driving around and stuff, not being home. So I did not lose my home. Should I meet with my insurance person and say, you know, can we go over this and make sure that I have, you know, you've got my house at the right value? You know, what are you suggesting that people do?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, probably one of my favorite things as an agent is to sit down, you know, either at somebody's house or in my office and say, okay, let's really go over your buckets and, you know, tell me about your house, tell me about your life, and make sure that every single one of those buckets is filled with the amount of coverage that it needs to be. And everybody's different, everybody's house is different, and so really to sit down with your agent and explain that, And, you know, a lot of people are asking me, you know, about replacement cost. And every single one of the insurance companies has a little program in it, basically, that you plug in the information about your house, and it spits out a dollar amount. And they're all roughly the same because they're all going under based on construction costs. And so that should be something that you do right away. And you should insure for that full value. Then that other little additional bucket, that extended replacement cost, is there for things like this, where all of Santa Rosa burns down and it's kind of a crazy situation. Everything's going to be more expensive, and that's mm-hmm. what that extended replacement cost is for. So you
okay.
always want
so
to
that's
have
something...
that as a safety net.
Okay, and that's not an additional that you pay like an extra, you know, probably about a couple hundred dollars a year or something. Okay, which is well worth it, it seems. Now, do the insurance company, do they automatically like increase the value of my home over, you know, I got my insurance policy 10 years ago. Are they automatically increasing that, or am I supposed to meet, you know, once a year and say, because I know once in a while I'll get a call saying, hey, it's probably a good time for us to update or take a look. So I'm probably way behind. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Well, the insurance
company, it doesn't automatically go up, right?
Sometimes they do. A lot of the insurance companies have a rider, and it's usually 3% where it goes up roughly 3% each year. And, you know, it's really funny because it can go in either direction, in that I've seen where people kind of have just let their insurance policy ride, and the inflation amount has just given them this astronomical number for their dwelling coverage, for their home, you know, rebuild cost, and it's mm-hmm. not necessary. And then you've seen the other direction where they probably didn't start out real well, and that 3% is just wasn't keeping up because it
right,
started with behind to begin with.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, that you know, it sounds like people should check in with their insurance their insurance agent.
Yes.
Good idea.
Don't
and then
those things, darn it.
I know. It's and we do, don't we? And I think that's, you know, part of the thing with everybody feeling so overwhelmed with all this is you know, here you've lost everything and now you've got to deal with the insurance company, you know. So
yeah.
I think that's a lot of what we're seeing. Like, I agree that, you know, you said it's a lot of fear of kind of not knowing, and hopefully that'll all settle down. So we're going to cover a couple of other things just to let everyone a little reminder in case you just tuned in. We're talking to Jan Lowen of Jan Lowen Insurance Services. Jan, why don't you give us your phone number?
Yes, my phone number is 707-528-8483.
Okay, oops, you just cut out a little, I think. So say that one more time.
707-528-8483.
All righty, we're going to return with Jan after we got a cup for the news. This is Allison Norman. I am filling in for Mike Kelly. You are listening to the Real Estate Hour, and that was Jan Lowen of Jan Lowen Insurance Services. And we will be back. We're going to be back after the news to talk more with her, and then we've got a little bit of stuff after that. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour.
For Christmas, where the love light gleams, I'll be home for Christmas. If only in my dreams.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Pelosi is coming in for criticism on social media for these remarks in the past hours when asked whether Michigan Congressman John Conyers, a fellow Democrat, should resign over sexual harassment allegations from staffers.
We are strengthened by due process. Mm-hmm. Just because someone is accused Was it one accusation? Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. He has done a great deal to protect women.
Pelosi on NBC's Meet the Press. Conyers issuing a statement in just the past few minutes, saying in light of the attention drawn by recent allegations, he's stepping aside as ranking member of the Judiciary Committee while the ethics investigation is pending. Conyers continues to deny the allegations. One of the congresswomen co-sponsoring a bill that would change the way allegations of sexual harassment are dealt with in the federal government is Virginia Republican Barbara Comstock.
We're going to say, you know, no more secret payments, no taxpayer payments for any of this.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Rain continues today, should stop after tonight. Light rain today, high 58, 59 on the shores, expect about an inch. Overcast rain tonight, low 43. Partly cloudy for Monday, high 60, 58 in Bodega Bay. Mostly blue skies for Tuesday at 62, 61 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Yes, you too could be in a home by Christmas. This is Allison Norman filling in for Mike Kelly. I'm back for one day only. To fill in for Mike while he is out of town, he wanted me to let you know that I misquoted the Willowside Road price, and I apologize for that. The property I spoke about that's coming up on Willowside Road, it's on the corner of, Piner and Willowside, just about an acre, three bedroom, two bath, listed at $619, not $695. So even better. Anyway, so stay tuned for that. That one's coming soon, not yet in the MLS. And you can give Mike a call if you have a specific question about that. His number is 707-322-8503. You probably won't catch him today, though, because he's in he's out of town with friends and family, unfortunately, for a funeral of a good friend. So don't bother him today, but he will have lots of information for you about that property. We're going to continue our conversation with Jan Lowen, Jan Lowen Insurance Services. She's been in the insurance business since 1988, was a disaster, what she calls or what they call in the industry, a catastrophe adjuster, worked the Loma Prieta earthquake, the Oakland fires. So she has a really good kind of background and perception on dealing with disaster and how. Now she's an insurance broker on the you know, front end dealing with consumers, but so she's got a well-rounded, you know, knowledge of the insurance industry. So we wanted to have her chat with us about insurance in light of all these fires. So here is Jan Lowen.
Perfect. Okay, thanks. All righty. So I wanted to just briefly, if anybody's having an issue dealing with their insurance company, what do you have? Do you have any recommendations on how to handle that?
Sure. I think, you know, and I have to, you know, full disclosure, I have obviously a bias to as far as this goes. I started, as you said, in 1988, I started as a claims adjuster, actually, and I was in the claims world until 2010. So as an adjuster, I adjusted lots of different types of claims. I was what called a catastrophe adjuster, where I came And I would do the exact same thing that these adjusters are doing for these people now. And I adjusted in the Oakland Hills fires, the Loma Prieta earthquake, and some hurricanes. So I have a bent towards, I know how I treated my insureds, and the way that I handled my claims was with care and kindness. And so I come from that perspective. But even if you say it, even if you think of it in a real kind of clinical way, the insurance companies want good press. They don't want bad press. So mm-hmm. they're going to try, in my mind, to do everything that they can to do to settle claims fairly. That having been said, you can get an adjuster who may not be clear on how things work or may be overwhelmed or, you know, I mean, there are people who are not as good as others at their job. And mm-hmm. if that's the case, the first thing that I do is kind of like everybody kind of knows is ask for their supervisor. If you don't think you're getting through to this person, you know, ask for their supervisor and you know, try and go up the chain of command, so to speak. And obviously, like, for me and my clients, and there's lots of agents, direct agents and brokers like myself, who are there exactly for this, to help you out and to kind of go around the back end and see if you can poke at, you know, some other person that may be able to help you in that direction. I've done that already a few times for my clients, some on smaller claims and some on the larger claims. I kind of poked around on the, you know, on my end of things and was able to kind of move a few things down the line that might have been stuck for longer. So I think it's important to try those methods. And then there's always consumer, you know, ways that you can, you know, make claims or, you know, complaints or whatever and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Social media and Twitter.
Right, exactly.
And I noticed, I think you're right, they want the good press, not the bad. And I've noticed just driving through, you know, Coffee Park, my daughter lives over in that area, and she did not lose her home. She's at the back section of that, did not get burned. I'm kind of right on the edge. But I noticed as the lots are being cleared, the insurance company signs are going up saying, hey, we took care of this one, you know. So they are popping their signs up saying, look at us, we did a good job. Which, you know, that's okay, but I think you're right. I think they don't want the bad press, and I also think that's a really good point. We automatically call that 800 number to talk to the claims adjuster, but if you're not getting through, to go back to your agent, because that's what they're there for, to say, hey, I'm not getting the response I need. So thanks, that's good advice. So lastly, I wanted to talk about, you know, kind of going forward, and, you know, pick your brain a little on that, or what are you hearing in the industry as far as the homes that are being rebuilt, like up in Mark West and Fountain Grove now? Are they being considered more of a high fire area as they already were, and are insurance prices going to go up or be hard to get? And then, you know, what are you thinking, you know, down in the suburbs as well? Are you seeing anything Coffee Park and over there in Larkfield as far as prices going up or availability of insurance at all?
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't heard, and I think the insurance companies are really still trying to figure out what they're going to do. But there was a lot of insurance companies that already were declining in those areas. Not so much Coffee Park, but anywhere on the Hill, Larkfield, and all of that. There were plenty of carriers that were already saying no to that area long before the fire. And so there were a few carriers, and as far as I can tell, none of those carriers are, I mean, it's status quo in a certain sense from the carriers as it was before the fire, you know, because kind of as I was saying, there's these little men with pencils in their hands called actuaries in the insurance world, And they sit there and they look at all this reams and reams of data from 100 years, you know, or ago and forward. And they have models that tell them how many hurricanes are going to happen, how many, you know, earthquakes are going to happen, how many fires are going to happen. And so they, the insurance company is very large. And so this Santa Rosa fire, while it is devastating to us, is not huge to a lot of the insurance companies. So it wasn't a surprise to them. It may have been a surprise that it was right there at that time, but it wasn't a surprise to them in general. So I don't think we're going to see this huge backlash. I've already been seeing it in prior years. I've already been seeing a lot of the carriers pull out of certain areas. Lake County is one that's kind of harder to get insurance. So I've already been seeing that. I don't think that this is going to be a huge deal. The insurance that I've been writing since the fire, once there was a moratorium that said no writing anything, but now
right.
they've opened up, I really haven't seen a ton of problems. I really haven't.
Okay. Well, that's
good. A year or two from now, you know, it could be all bets are off, but right now I'm not seeing anything. And we'll just
yeah. So right. As you know, and I'm thinking more like as people rebuild and now they've got to get insurance, or I would imagine you're going to want insurance while you're building. I guess that's a good
question.
That's
the whole thing. You really need to keep your current whatever policy you had when the fire happened. Keep it going. Do not cancel it because it's providing you with coverage while you're being. While it's being rebuilt. And not only that,
okay.
it's giving you liability coverage, it's giving you coverage for most policies, I should say, give you temporary coverage where you are, you know, wherever you are temporarily, it's giving you coverage there.
Mm-hmm.
So for most policies, you know, you've got a lot of these kind of little buckets that, you know, are very beneficial to you. So definitely do not let your insurance lapse at all.
No, pay that insurance. Keep it going. And then anybody buying a parcel, because there are people that are going to walk away and just, you know, take the insurance money and go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a parcel, do you suggest then, I don't really know how that works as far as somebody's going to start building. I would imagine they need to have some kind of insurance policy before they start. You don't wait till the house is done and then get the insurance.
Correct. So what they want is what's called a course of construction policy, and that literally covers it in the course of its construction. And then policy can be done once there's a certificate of occupancy, then you can get a standard policy.
All righty. A lot to think about.
I know, huh?
Lots to think about, yeah. Well, I think that just about covers it, and we're probably just about out of time. So I really appreciate you calling in and filling us in with all this information because it's on everybody's minds, you know, what's happening with insurance moving forward, what should I be doing, and you know, so I really appreciate that. And if anybody has any questions for you, they can give you a call.
Yep.
You want to give us your number again?
Sure, 707-528-8483.
Perfect, and it's Jan Lowen of Jan Lowen Insurance Services. You've been around for a long time, and you've been on the show before, and we always appreciate your advice and information.
Yep.
And thanks so much for calling. Have a great rest of your day.
Great, thanks. You too.
Thank you.
All righty, good stuff from Jan Lowen. We always appreciate having her call in. If you have any questions, you can give us a call here on the show, 707-636-1350. That's 707-636-1350 for the next, 15 minutes or so. Jan had to run. She has obligations with her church that usually keep her occupied on Sunday morning. So it was great that we were able to get her on the phone. I think we're going to take a break. Yeah, and then we'll talk more about real estate when I come back. This is Allison Norman filling in for Mike Kelly on the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Some have been advised that if they decide not to rebuild in the same location, they can't receive their full replacement cost benefits. True? Untrue?
Well, that's untrue.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yes, again, you can be in a home by Christmas. Or every November, we start playing this tune, and drives Joe crazy. You're used to it now.
I was okay with it
you
this
look
year
because
he seemed to wait a little longer.
Oh, good.
I actually
till after Halloween.
Yeah. Well, actually, right after Halloween, I saw my first Christmas tree display
I know.
And I asked him the next Sunday, "Are you ready for this?" And he looked at me, going, "No, it's way too early."
Yeah.
We were pretty much on the same page on that.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, you too can be in a home by Christmas, but you better get busy if you're out looking with a realtor now. You know, hopefully, you're having some good luck finding something. If you're just thinking about it, absolutely give us a call. You can give me a call, 707-799-3617. We are, you know, actively out there showing property, talking to people that are wanting to, you know, had me, you know, I think both Mike and I have been reaching out to clients who said, oh, you know, maybe in spring we'll sell. And you know what, if you are thinking of waiting till spring, you may want to rethink that. Have us come out and give you a market analysis. You'd be really surprised. There's a lot of need for homes right now for, you know, everybody that lost their homes. They're, you know, obviously not everybody's going to go buy a home, but there are a lot of people that immediately said, let's buy something else. There's people, you know, they have the funds available. There's a great loan that's available. That's a 203H. It's an FHA product. It's 100% financing for anybody who lost a home to the fires, and that includes renters. So, you know, if you're a renter that was thinking, gosh, I'm never going to be able to afford a home, there's no way I can save the down payment, you know, maybe you have a good job and you've got the income to make a house payment. I mean, you were paying rent anyway. You can get in with zero money down, very low closing costs. If your FICO score is a little low, they're being a little flexible on that as well. So I would say, you know, definitely if you can reach out to me, or if, you know, your lender that you work with, or if you need a lender, Mike and I both have some good recommendations for that. So you can, again, give me a call, 707-799-3617. I'll help you out with that. A reminder, well, while we're talking about, you know, out there looking at homes and trying to get a home, one to let you know, just, you know, there are currently 494 active homes on the market. So, you know, there's not a lot of inventory, and that's why we've been reaching out to our clients who are thinking, you know, of waiting till spring, and really trying to encourage people that, you know, if there's any way you can do it now, it sure would be nice to get some of these people into a home now. And I think you as a seller would benefit as well, because, you know, when with demand become, you know, comes And when there's a supply and demand issue, we all know simple economics, we know what happens. So prices are a little on the up, a lot on the up in some cases. You know, if you're trying to buy, it's unfortunate. If you're trying to sell, it's great. But it is what it is. And we just really need to get people into homes. So if you are thinking about selling, absolutely give us a call. If you're buying and you do not yet have a realtor representing you, we're glad to help you with that as well. So as I said, there's 494 homes on the market. There's only 26 active condos, multi-units, which we're starting to see people really going, well, hey, maybe two families, we'll get a duplex, or, you know, parents and the kids, and they'll go in together. There were a lot of families that, you know, both the parents and the kids lost their homes, and sometimes like all the siblings who all kind of live nearby. So we're seeing there's 20 multi-unit, which is between two and four units. There's only 20 on the market. And in contrast, since November 1st, we have seen 365 sold, 46 of those, or no, 365 single family sold, 46 condos, and 8 multi-units that have sold since November 1st. So it's an active market. And if you're thinking, you know, Christmas time, we're just going to wait, nobody's buying, that's just not the case. And it really hasn't been for the last few years, but especially now. It's even more so, you know, not going to be a slow holiday buying and selling season. So I would say absolutely get involved if you're thinking of selling or buying. And speaking of selling, we do have, I mentioned at the beginning, I'll mention again, a listing on Wood Road, 1980 Wood Road. It's 4.36 acres. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a huge shop. Not sure the square footage on the shop, but it's, you know, maybe four bays deep, maybe five. A big, huge roll-up door. And, you know, where one of them is a roll-up door where you can, you know, pull an RV or, you know, semi-truck really in there. It's in, and it's completely separate from the house. On this 4.36 parcel, so that one's fully available, $1,395,000. You need to give me a call if you're interested in seeing it, or have your agent give me a call. There's no lockbox. But again, my number is 707-799-3617. Coming soon on Willowside, Mike Kelly has a listing for 619. I said 695 earlier. I was wrong. It's 619. It is just about an acre, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, right on the corner of Willowside and Guerneville Road. Or I'm sorry, Willowside and Piner Road, Northwest Santa Rosa. Great country property, you know, just enough acreage, you know, to some people just really don't want, you know, 5 acres. They want an acre or even a half an acre. And I can't tell you how many people want that little piece of country out, you know, close to town. And this is it. So $619,000. And that was coming soon. You can give Mike a call and ask about that. His number is 707-322-8503. You can also call me if you can't get a hold of him. And I will be today out at an open house in the rain. Hopefully, maybe it'll stop raining, but I'm going to be out at the coast. And the thought behind this was it's, you know, probably one of the busiest weekends out at the coast. Thanksgiving, a lot of people, they'll, you know, go out to their property at the coast, or they'll rent a beach house. And so it's a pretty busy weekend. And I'm hoping for a lot of people to come on by and say hello. I'll be on Swan Court, and that's in Bodega Harbor. It's priced right around $1 million, actually over $1 million. And it is a sorry, I'm looking at the details because I'm drawing a blank. It is 506. It's good if I know the address so I can find it, right? 506 Swan Drive, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,060 square feet. Nobody across the street in front of you, and nobody to the right of you. So it's a great parcel, you know, great property. It's backs to the 7th Green. Which I think is your west side neighbor is the 7th Green. So that's nice. In Bodega Harbor. So I will be there from 1 to 4 today, and hope to see you out there. If you have, you know, there's some stuff moving and shaking out there in Bodega Bay. This is the best time of the year. My favorite time of the year to be out at Bodega Bay. And I always like it when I can list a property out there in the fall. because it really is the best weather, in my opinion, of the year out in out on the coast. So come see me 1 to 4 at that property, 506 Swan Drive. Reminder about our coat drive. Again, I mentioned it at the beginning, but if you missed it, the Santa Rosa chapter of Realtors, or NORBAR, Santa Rosa chapter of the North Bay Association of Realtors, has an annual coat drive. This year's has been a little unusual because of the fires and such a push for and a excuse me, a want for from everybody to, you know, go through your closet and clear everything out and give to those who lost everything. You may have already donated all your coats, but if you didn't, if you're like me, I actually have not gone completely through. I went through some stuff and things I was already planning on downsizing and donating I have done, but I do still have a ways to go. We all have lots of stuff. And I think after the fires and I was evacuated and realized, boy, I have a lot of stuff and I need to get rid of some of this. So warm clothes, coats, I would be glad to pick up from you if you want to give me a call or call your favorite realtor. And they there are drop-off spots at different offices throughout Santa Rosa. And, you know, if you have some warm clothes, coats, I think even last year they were some people donated like sleeping bags and, you know, just things to keep you warm in the winter. We have a huge population of homeless, you know, before the fire, just our, you know, our regular population of homeless people that really need our help. And let's not forget about them while we're donating, you know, to those that lost everything in the fires. But there are people that are, you know, have nothing and have had nothing for a very long time and they, you know, could use a warm coat. So make sure you give me a call if you, or, you know, call your favorite realtor and say, hey, I've got some coats. Can you come pick them up? Again, my number is 707-799-3617. Christmas story. We haven't talked about the Christmas story. Mike's probably going, why aren't you talking about the Christmas story? The Christmas story. I know. And you know, I'm sorry, because we had Jan and I had, you know, some other stuff to talk about. I have not done any kind of giveaway, but Mike has some T-shirts that he found. Christmas story T-shirts, and I haven't seen them, but they sound pretty fun, and he will be giving them away in the next few weeks. So brush up on your Christmas story trivia, and he'll have some hard questions for you to answer, and everybody loves, you know, that's Mike's favorite movie, one of my favorite movies, too. It's a good, fun Christmas movie. So stay tuned for that next week. Mike will be back. Don't forget our the email, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. If you don't want to call, you just want to, you know, send an email, talk about real estate, nodumbquestion@gmail.com is a great way to do that. Or again, give me a call, 799-3617. Glad to answer any of your questions. You know, bottom line, we need inventory. If you have a house to sell, let's talk. You may be surprised at what the value is today. Don't forget to call Jan Lowen if you have any insurance questions or need insurance. Her number is 707-528-8483. And have a very Merry Christmas. Don't know when I'll chat with you again, but Mike will be back next week. This is Allison Norman. You're listening to The Real Estate Hour on KSRO. If only
you. You've been listening to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com. The